Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you. Hello, my friend. How are you? Today on the podcast, we are talking about staying in your lane. We are talking about comparison. We are talking about looking to the sidelines instead of staying focused on what you want, on who you are, on what your lane has to offer you, on how you can expand your lane, make your lane better, etc. And this came to me because I've been talking to a lot of my private clients lately, and they're having this feeling of wanting more, this desire of wanting more. And usually with that desire, when you're a high achieving person, when you're someone who wants to go for the gold, when you're someone who dreams really big, I'm definitely one of those people. What happens is in your moments of weakness, in your moments of rest, in your moments of doubt, which we all get, in those moments, your eyes start to look to the sidelines. And you find your finger scrolling and finding people who are, air quotes, doing it better than you, or killing it, or doing big things that maybe you want to do, or seem to be not struggling at all, and you're in your moment of struggle. And this usually happens when we hit a lull, and all of us do, and all of us will, so look forward to it. And when we're down, and when we're weak, and when we're not feeling our best. When you're killing it and doing amazing and feeling incredible and focused on your lane and doing your damn thing, you're not looking, you're not like, what is my competition doing? Right? What a weird word as well. Like, I don't believe you have competition, but I know people talk like this. You know, what is that person doing? You're not looking over there. You're so good. You're killing it in your field. You're doing your thing. You're feeling so happy, so fulfilled. You're lifting your own weight. You're not looking to the side. You would drop the weight if you do that shit at the gym. If you're lifting a heavy weight and you look to what the person next to you is lifting, your ass is going to drop it or you're going to hurt yourself. Same thing goes in real life. So when we hit a lull, when these things happen to us, many of the women I speak to, you know, start to question, am I going to get what I want? Why hasn't it happened for me yet? What's wrong with me? It's not fair. Why is that person doing that? And let me just go ahead and talk about fairness for a minute. Life is not fair. Life is not fair. Oh my God, it's not fair. Like, let's just go ahead and say, yeah, that's true. Life's not fair. Cool. There are people right now who don't have food, who are struggling. There are people in the street. There's so much stuff that's not fair. And this is the world that we're working with. And also, there's incredible opportunities that can be created. There's amazing things you can turn around. You're not stuck in one way or one reality. That's the beautiful thing about us as humans. So I wanted to speak to this because I think if you are listening to this podcast and you have goals that you want to achieve, you have big visions that you want to accomplish, you want to grow a business, or maybe you want to get a pay rise, or maybe you want to take your family on a vacation around the world, maybe you want to make a certain amount of money, you want to have a famous person on your show, podcast, whatever. Like, you might have a big vision, a big goal. And the momentum that is required, the dedication that is required, the blinkers, the horse blinkers. I had a client, I was about to buy her some pink sequins horse blinkers, but they didn't sell them. I was on Etsy trying to find these pink horse blinkers. Because the reality is, that's what needs to happen. You need to become so focused on what you're doing, zoomed in on your lane, neck straight, especially when shit hits the fan. I mean, look to things for inspiration, yes, but not to compare, not to copy, not to replicate, not to put yourself down, Because my goodness, will you find that when you're already down? That's not what you need. One of the things that really helps me, and I say this to my clients, and it's part of something that I'm building out, and it's so important. I think those of us who have a business or want to speak on stages or want to expand our brand or want to build a great business that helps people, we forget what the driving force is. We forget the vision and the thing and the why that's internally driving us and why the hell it matters. And I'll tell you what, this thing here, that life source that is why you do what you do, the thing that wakes you up and gets you out of bed, the thing that pumps the blood in your veins and keeps you alive for this thing, this action, this vision, this mission, that shit needs to be on point and it needs to be greater than you. The thing that drives me is the women that I've never worked with. It's you. It's you listening and watching this podcast. It's you who is in your car maybe crying and dealing with difficulty and wishing that you had a big sister telling you that you're awesome and believing in you and believing in you when you don't believe in yourself. That's what I hope I can be. Your big sister on the Bluetooth that's like, yo, you are amazing. Stop fucking doubting yourself. That's who I want to be to women. And I think about the women who I have not impacted. And I think about the women who don't know about me yet. And I think about the women who are struggling right now and who need a good ear and who need a nice kick up the bum to say, hey, you can do this. The encouragement, the inspiration. I think about myself in my youth. I have so much energy for that. That will always drive me. It's been driving me since I started this. Even before I started this business as a hairdresser, as a stylist, I wanted women to feel good. I always did since I was a little girl. I loved spreading joy and making people feel amazing. Strangers, right? Like I just was that kid. So why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because in your moments of doubt and your moments of looking to the side and comparing yourself, remember why you do what you do. Who are you doing it for? If it's just to make more money, if it's just for you, if it's just for your ego so that you look cool and you're famous on Instagram, that's not going to keep you. It's not going to keep driving you. You're going to hit a stagnation. You're going to hit a lull if that's your driver. Maybe you didn't know you had another driver. Do some work on that. Do some work on why what you do matters. Who does it matter to? Who will this impact? What will it do for the world? Why? Why is it important? What kind of impact can be created? Who will benefit from this? How does this change our world? You know, I think about myself as a change maker. And yes, I'm not on the war, fighting war anymore in the military. I'm not on the front lines. I'm not, you know, that's not what I do. I don't run a non-for-profit. But the work that I do as a life coach, as a therapist, as someone who supports women to believe in themselves and do their inner work and heal their past, I am shifting people and supporting them with their trauma. So that they don't hand that down, so that they can become better humans on planet Earth, so that they can become kinder to people on the streets. So I feel like the work that I get to do is a part of the problems that are happening in the world and part of a solution. Am I gonna change everything? No. Everybody here has their own calling. I'm not having 17 callings. My calling is this with women. And I know when I go to sleep at night, I'm doing it. And so it's like, cool. So if I focus on my lane and the impact that I'm here to make, and I make it not just about me and my family and my money and myself, and I make it about something greater than me, that shit wakes me up out of bed. Let's be honest, I don't need coffee, but it tastes great, right? Black coffee, I don't need it. That keeps me alive. That puts me to sleep. It gives me that energy and that drive. And so if you're finding yourself being frustrated about where you should be, if you're finding yourself comparing yourself to someone else, if you're finding yourself doubting or questioning, why am I doing this? Am I doing the right thing? And getting impatient, I really want you to check in. Why does what you do matter? And who does it matter to? And if I'm honest, this when I was doing this with my clients, I had a group coaching program last year. And I said to them, this should elicit emotion. You should think about this, right? Who am I impacting? How does that change the world? Visually close your eyes, see it, feel it. If you don't get a little bit emotional or a little bit of some kind of charge inside of your body, maybe it's not it. Maybe you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Maybe that's someone else's dream and it's not your dream. What's your dream? What do you want to be doing? Because here's what I know. If you're someone who has a big goal or a dream to do something, it's probably going to take some time. And you're probably in it like me for the marathon, which means it's not a quick wham, bam, thank you, I'm done. This is happening, overnight success. It's a freaking marathon. And so in the long form of a marathon, there's going to be times where you feel great and times where you want to stop, times where you walk, times where you fall down, other times where your sprint is good and you're like, yeah, I got this. I feel incredible. I feel amazing, energized. I got water. And then other times where you're just bending over, throwing up. It's a roller coaster ride. And you have to be in it for the long haul for yourself, driven and having a force that's bigger than you, that's leading you and guiding you, so that when you hit a lull and when you get stagnant, that keeps you going and reminds you of why you do what you do. Because baby, we could look to the sidelines, we could compare ourselves to where other people are at. We have no idea what's going on for other people. And what I've learned about the internet is that there are multiple things that are not true happening. There are many lies. A lot of the things you see are not actually as they are. And that's not, no shade. But let's deal with reality. The reality is not everything you see on TV or on Instagram is real. Fantastic. Then don't compare yourself to it. Don't think that you're not where you need to be. I really do believe that we are exactly where we need to be. Because if we weren't, we wouldn't be here. I just did this TED talk and the TEDx talk. I would not have been able to do that TEDx talk 3 years ago. I would not have been able to do it the way that I did it now, 5.5 years into my business. People be messaging me, oh my God, you're doing amazing. I'm like, yo, 5.5 years into my business. I didn't start this business 2 weeks ago. Imagine, no, there's been so much time and nobody saw the practice and the behind the scenes and the money I invested and the self-doubt that I had and the questioning and the changing my talk 50 million times and the freaking nervous poos and the skid marks that I felt before I got on that damn stage and how the saliva left my mouth. And you know, all of that, that's my own personal journey. And I share as much as I can. I always try to keep it real with you, but I really want you to focus on what you desire and what you want for yourself. Because looking to the sidelines and comparing yourself to other people and thinking that you should be where they are, that's their journey. That's their dharma. That's their path. You have your own path. And it's so unfortunate when we're not willing to carve our own path, we end up walking down someone else's and feeling incongruent the entire time for 5, 6, 7, 10 years. 20 years later, we're like, whoa, what the hell? Where was I going? I don't want to do that anymore. And people have these like crises, but they're just waking up to the reality that they have not been who they want to be. And if that's you right now, fucking fantastic. That's amazing. How amazing that you're like, whoa, what I'm doing and who I'm being and the path I'm taking is not the one I want to take. The minute that you define that for yourself, the minute that you realize that, that's the minute your life starts. How great. I don't think it's a waste of time. I don't think it's bad. I think it's fantastic. I've had so many clients have epiphanies of like, actually, I don't know why I'm doing this. Actually, this is a validation seeking. Actually, this is about money and I don't care about that. Actually, this does not align with my values whatsoever. I'm leaving this company. I'm starting my own business. I'm leaving this marriage. Sometimes we're stuck in relationships that don't feel good. Comparing our life to our friends that are so happily married going, why am I not happy? Baby, because you're in the wrong relationship. It's not about the comparison. There's nothing you did. You're not in the right container. You're not held in the right space. It's not alignment. And if we're not doing this work, and this is why I'm such a fan of the work of you working on yourself, hiring therapists, coach, communities. This is why we do the community that we do. This is why I coach with clients. If we're not checking in with ourselves, if we're not self-aware, what's going on in our lives and who are we being and how are we living? We don't do a little dipstick, a little check your oil. It might be 5, 10 years before we realize that we've been living a life that we don't want to be in anymore, that we've been living a lie, that we've been miserable, that we've been in this relationship that, you know, our culture said we should. My mom and dad wanted me to be a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. My mom and dad wanted me to do this and I'm doing this. And it's like, wait a minute, this is your life. And my friends, everybody asked me, why you have so much energy? How you have so much vivaciousness for life? Because I almost lost my life and I saw my husband pass away. I didn't even get to say goodbye to Gio. Like, there's no way. I understand that this thing called breath in my lungs and my heart beating, this thing called life is a gift that can be taken away in a second. There's no way I'm messing around. I'm doing everything I want to do. I'm living it to the extreme, turned up. And it's unfortunate that many of us don't until some bad shit happens. And so hence why I have this energy, this vivaciousness for life, this go-forward attitude. Am I scared all the time? Do I doubt myself? 100%. Do I lack confidence every once in a while? Yes, I do. And then I get into the work. Same shit I say to you on the podcast. I get into the work. And I remember what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, what's driving me. And if you don't know, tap into that. Spend some time, 2-3 hours on a weekend if you can, if you don't have time in the week, by yourself, tapping into why am I doing what I'm doing? Who am I here? What do I want to create for myself? What kind of life do I want to live? That's such an important question. And I fully believe, first world country, we get to ask ourselves that question and you get to have that response. You get to have the answer. So many people don't. So if you're listening to me, you're blessed. Don't live a life that you don't want to live. Don't feel like you have to do things for anyone. This is your life, your time. You get to choose what you want to do with this. If you're unhappy, move, shift, evolve, change, speak, communicate, grow yourself. Do what you have to do. But please don't compare your life to someone else. Please don't shrink and focus over there and look at them and try to do things that other people are doing because, my love, you have your path. And maybe you haven't found it yet. That's exciting. What an opportunity that you can carve a path and go, oh my God, I do have a path. Where do I want to go? Or maybe you are on it right now and sometimes you fall off and you get into someone else's lane and you're like, whoa, I need to take my energy back. Take this as a reminder to take your energy back into your lane, into your life, into your path. What do you want to do for yourself? Eyes, get yourself some blinkers for Christmas. Focused. I'm doing this. And I'm telling you right now, honestly, this is the secret to my whatever version of success it is I'm not looking at anybody else, what they're doing. I know what I want to do. I'm nowhere near the impact that I want to have. So I have a lot of work to do. There's a lot that I have to do. So my life revolves around me wanting to make sure that I become the person I want to become, that my kids get to see that version of me, that my husband gets to see the version of him, that we get to do this work that we came here to do on this planet. I know I'm fully aligned with my purpose and my vision and what I need to do. And if you're not, I have another podcast around finding your purpose. So please go listen to that. But for me, I'm like, I have the blinkers on. So when people see me, they're like, oh my God, you're doing this, you're doing that. I'm like, yeah, I know where I'm going. Now I'm open to surprises, universe. Thank you. But I have my vision and I'm following it through until I reach my end. I'm very strategic about what I'm trying to do, where I'm trying to do it, open to the exciting things that happen. Yes, making sure I spend so much time with my beautiful baby boys who are little, 6 and 8 years old, that they're not going to be that age for long. So making sure I'm doing that, making sure I'm looking after my health and my well-being, making sure I nurture my marriage and my relationship with my gorgeous husband. Everything else, like, I don't have a social life, my friends. Your girl does not have a social life. I go to the gym, boring shit. But these are the sacrifices that I'm willing to make in order to get to where I want to get to because I know where I'm going now. I know the map. I know the steps that I'm trying to take. And so I'm not veering off because I don't know how long I have here. I'm going on a fucking rant about this right now. But basically what I want to say to you is get aligned with the vision. Get aligned with who you are and what you're here to do and focus solely on that. And know that it will take time. Of course it's gonna take time. Nothing's gonna happen overnight. And it should take time because that's experience, that's wisdom. The more time, the better. You stay on track and you will get tested multiple times to see if you actually are wanting to do what you say you will do. You're being who you said you would be. The test will come for sure. But as long as you're in alignment with what you're trying to do and who you're trying to be, you got them blinkers on, focused over here, you will achieve everything that you desire and more. And you will inspire other people who are watching you, which is so damn impactful. Anyway, I love you so much. Have the best week, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.